business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Monday, Linda and I welcome Troll Axe Productions, a movie-making studio right here in town. It's made four movies in Reading. We also welcome Liz Peek, national columnist, who's going to talk about what Obama has done to destroy the military. All of this Monday right here at Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Jeffersonians. It's that time of day again. It is Sunday, and it's time for the Jefferson State of Mind, a very special Jefferson State of Mind today.
It is. We get to bring you something that we've been promising for a little while, but we're going to have some fun and tease you with it for a couple of minutes first.
Because we know that you're still getting your coffee, still rolling out of bed.
Yep, sitting down, getting comfortable, hungover from the Boehner's Gone party.
Well, I heard that he's running for 2016 president.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
No, not really.
Well,
I told my husband, I texted him, I'm like, yeah, Boehner 2016. He's like, no, just no. Oh, man, that would be terrible.
It would. It would be horrible. But I believe he would be dumb enough to do it.
Probably. But I think he's just a classic example of what happens when you don't listen to the people, when you don't listen to your base, and what will eventually happen to most of our politicians if people finally say, you know what, enough is enough, which some people are starting to do.
If you're stuck inside the machine for, you know, that many years, I think it kind of happens to them all eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the fact that he's a raging alcoholic doesn't help either.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. Bad. So, well, anyways, we are here again Sunday with Jefferson State of Mind, and we've got some news going on for the state of Jefferson. We have officially added ourselves to new counties, to shiny new counties in Trinity and Colusa County. We've gone with direct declarations of the voice of the people there, which is really exciting. They're the first two counties to do it that way, where they've actually had over enough signatures to represent 51% of the people that voted in the last gubernatorial election. And Trinity, as our listeners know, is my home county, and always been a little bit different up there. The Board of Supervisors actually took a vote 3-2 to not do anything and not support the state of Jefferson, even in the face of knowing that over 51% of the people there support the move to go to the state of Jefferson. And, you know, it really kind of shows the mindset of some of our elected officials. But in a way, too, it's kind of woken a lot of people up in Trinity County that I've been talking to. They're kind of sitting back going, well, how did these three people ever get elected in the first place?
Yeah.
And really it was because they weren't paying attention. But they're kind of wide awake about it now. So that is that is definitely one of the things that's kind of interesting, and one of the things that's going to be going on in a lot of the Jefferson counties and in a lot of the elected official seats here in Jefferson is there are those elected officials that are going to represent the will of the people and support Jefferson, and then there are those that are going to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's something that we're going to be talking about here. We've been talking for some time about a candidate going to be running for Senate District 1 against Ted Gaines. So
Yeah, we finally get to announce it. I've been sitting here just going, I'm ready. When can I?
Well, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, who's this mystery person?
Yes, who is this mystery person?
Well, good morning, Jefferson. This is Steve Baird, and I'm going to be running for the 1st District in California State Senate. So the cat is now out of the bag. It was one of the worst kept secrets.
Yes.
Kind of got out, kind of got out on Facebook a little bit there.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. The inner circle got a little bit wider than we expected early, but it's been great because there's been a lot of buzz about it, and looking very, very much forward to the next 15 months going forward.
It is. It's going to be an exciting time. It's going to be a fun time. You're going to be a very busy person. You have a very big district to introduce yourself to.
Yes, when we looked at this in the 11 counties and actually even a portion of Sacramento County, it was just mind-blowing how large a 1st District can be and only representing just about 1 million people. So that is a lot of land area. And I know when we're moving through Jefferson, that's not what we're looking for. This type of representation model just does not work for us. So you know, it would be great if we can get to Jefferson where each of those 11 counties can have their own senator.
Yeah, that's really the crux of our whole fight and what we're about. You know, because when you look at a district as huge as the 1st District, and like you said, you have to represent a portion of Sacramento County and the people of Siskiyou County who are often diametrically opposed on some things. Or Lassen County and Shasta County may have an issue where the counties are opposed to each other for whatever reason where their interests lie. And you know, that's got to be a very hard balancing act.
It really is going to be a very interesting drive to convince basically an urbanized area that you're the person for them, and also out in the rural areas. This type of gerrymandering just does not make sense for us, and I think we really need to look at a number of legislative means that we can actually bifurcate this and get the representation back. I know we talk about in Jefferson, if we can get 58 senators for the 58 counties, you know, our work is primarily done. We don't believe that can happen with our current legislature, but that's kind of the direction that I would like to go, is make sure that the people get represented through me in a way that the people who are in local areas, who have local economies and local thoughts of mine, can be represented by that individual, or so that we would have more than one. So we're looking at Siskiyou County, which is, you know, upper rural, and then Placer County, which is light industrial and some agricultural. And the two really don't meet. They just don't have the type of representation needs that fits in today's model. So a lot of the things that I would like to push forward with people's help is to get legislation that kind of breaks that apart. And there are a number of things that I think they can do to bring that forward. And I think that's what kind of the representation is doing or not doing today, is bringing those types of items forward to say, hey, there's a representation problem. You know, pushing no on every vote that's in the legislature today, that's not representation. Mm-hmm. They should be actively seeking to remedy the situation.
They should, instead of just sitting back and collecting the salary. And, you know, our current state senator for District 1, Ted Gaines, been looking at some of his votes, and he does a lot of times come down on what would be considered, you know, the side of the people here when the vote doesn't matter. When he's overwhelmed, when it doesn't matter, it's kind of a protest vote. But when you get into votes that matter, when it's, you know, the legislation is hanging within five or so votes, that's where you find the 17% to 19% of the votes that he's voting wrong against the people, is when it actually matters. So there's things like that. And even if we do get the senators, like you said, we're still facing massive voter dilution in the state of California that is so far beyond even the next worst state of ours. Not only do we need to add those those representatives, but we need to add a mass of representatives to actually give a voice to the people.
Yeah, the Capitol building would basically take over, I mean, all the grass area and the few blocks around it to add the 1,600 or so representatives that it would take to get that number down to 30,000 apiece. The Jefferson model, even at just slightly below 30,000, we would only need 60 assembly and the 20 senators within Jefferson. Mm-hmm. So that model would work. And I think that their standing case law that we can actually get there without having to breach any existing laws that exist today.
Okay. So, and we're going to have to get off to our first break here, but we've got some other things for Steve when we come back. We've already got people in the chat room asking if there's a place to contribute campaign mm-hmm. funds. So
there is. We'll add that in a second.
Right.
So if you have any questions throughout the show, feel free to call in at 605-4567. I'm also writing down notes if you have any questions in the chat room that we'll be sure to ask as we go throughout the show. And we are going to bring you hard-hitting journalism here, you know, asking important things like what's on your iPod. I'm just kidding. We actually do some journalism here.
Yeah, we've been known to dig into some things every now
yes,
and then.
Every now and then. So, again, feel free to call in at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
U202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, U202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202-226-8439. That's 226-8439. Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. These cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Reporters travel, Trump, Kevin Kraft, look at that, no plane, fine, dead.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where every Sunday we try to prevent the end of the world as we know it. And we are very, very proud to announce once again on today's show for the first time that Steve Baird, no relation to Mark Baird.
And who is that, Steve Baird?
Steve Baird.
Steve Baird.
Steve Baird.
All right.
is running for Senate District 1. So we have a wonderful candidate with us here in the station today, and we're asking him a bunch of hard-hitting questions about his run for the Senate District for 216.
Yeah, I think most of our listeners would be pretty knowledgeable about the message of Jefferson that you intend to bring, why it's necessary, things like that. You know, for us hillbillies up here, it's more about, well, who are you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we won't go birth to death on that, but
just some highlights of your accomplishments and what you've been doing, and how you've been with the state of Jefferson too.
Okay.
What you've been doing there? Yeah,
great. I'm sixth generation Californian. Actually, my family kind of started out in Nevada City, and you know, the gold mining camps, and they actually ran one of the hotels there, which had the miners on the top and the entertainment on the bottom. We'll leave it at that. And, but I hold a bachelor's in computer science and a master's in financial management. Been primarily working in the Sacramento area for most of my life. Did a little stint in Boise for a few months. But worked for Aerojet. And then worked for the County of Sacramento in the technology department. So I worked with the telecom division with the airports for 15 years during its billion-dollar build. And we have a lot of high-tech stuff that we were responsible for there. And now I've got a crew of about 125 in technology and primarily the services area. So we have 311, the comm center, and the large ERP system. So that's kind of the schooling background and the employment history. Like I said, my family on both sides has been in California all our lives. And, you know, for me, looking towards Jefferson, I say, well, how can you do this to California? It's not what, you know, doing to California. It's what California has evolved into or devolved into.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there is a better way. And for me, it's a kind of a no-brainer to make this attempt at getting at, you know, the representation model that we're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously you have a financial background, you have a management background, you know, you have years of actual practical experience, not theoretical experience, and not years of government experience on how to do things. You've got, you know, you've got an idea of how both the government functions and the private sector. So you have a solid foundation as just kind of a normal person who has been successful.
Yeah, and so, you know, the number of years that I've been in public service, you've got to see it from the inside and the inner workings, and you know where some of the flaws are and where some of the bodies are hitting and where you'd like to make changes.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that there are a number of areas that, you know, the people don't have enough impact. They really don't have that the feed into their representation. And representing a million people, I think that we can design a better way that there's more contact. I know that we've spoken before about, you know, you only get 3 seconds with each constituent over a year's time, and that's 24 hours a day, and it's just not reasonable.
Yeah.
But there are electronic methods that they didn't have back in the 1700s that can actively use to get the feedback from the people on critical issues that matter to them.
Yeah, and be able to accumulate and assess that information in a very short period of time.
Yeah.
All electronic, and you'd be able to have automated tallies, and you would have instant feedback from the people. Once we put things out there and say, what is your opinion on this? Where would you like to go with this?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm going, is where you want to go. My opinion pretty much matters not. Where I'm centered at, it is more important that my employers, my 1 million employers, tell the employee what to do.
Yeah. And I believe some of the methods that we've talked about maybe making that possible is things where people could sign up on their phone to Senate District 1 and, you know, get a text on your phone, hey, you know, Bill such and such is coming to the floor. What is your opinion on this? You know, text 1 or 2 for yes or no, you don't support it.
Oh, that would be amazing.
And I don't think anybody has even come up with that kind of idea or that ability to directly you know, poll the people and go, hey, you know, which way do you want me to go on this, and have the ability for people to reply.
Really, and we can have the District 1 Army that goes out and is able to feed the direction that they want the first district to go. And that's what we'll be looking for. These methods have been available for years, mm-hmm. and nobody's really taken advantage of it. And mm-hmm. I think that even with our extremely rural type environment, we can leverage technology like no others have.
Yeah,
I like that. I
agree with that. I think a lot of the youth think that way, too. I think that would be very engaging to the youth to be able to sit there and actually be polled and say, hey, this is what's going on. Let me know. Yeah. I think that would be hugely engaging for a lot of people.
Even if you had a third option of, I want more information, you know, because a lot of youth, there was a study that just came out that said 40% of youth is actually very much engaged in politics. We just do it over a computer, mm-hmm. so we're not doing it in person. So even if you had for more information, you know, text 3 back or something, and then if we were to mail or email something, you know, with all the information, that way they can make an informed decision. Mm-hmm. It keeps them in the loop.
And I think a lot of that's going on even with millennials and things like that, because when they came online as voters, they overwhelmingly went one way. And have come to discover over the last 5 or 6 years that they got sold a bill of goods and have become kind of cynical, and they don't really want to take anybody's word for it.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know what the issue is and go look themselves and decide for themselves, mm-hmm. which I think is really exciting, and something like you were talking about with technology provides them that option to do that.
Yeah,
they can jump right in, and I like Kayla's option of option 3. We can actually post the pertinent information for the bill that's coming up or for the decisions that are being made, and they can make an intelligent choice. So mm-hmm. they just don't say up or down. If they need to do the research, we'll provide them the avenues to find these things. They're already available, but we'll mm-hmm. streamline that process, and so they can get to it quite easily.
And then other things about, because the district is so large, about being able to do outreach to your constituents, there's another way that you were discussing that technology could be helpful.
Right. We can actually use technologies like Skype, and so we can have more engagement with the population and cut down the travel. So we'll maybe be making a lot of live stops as we go through the next 15 months. But I think it's very important to regularly meet, kind of like the old fireside chats of the 1940s, and get that kind of closeness back with the folks and let them know that we're out there, we're listening, and we want to engage on a regular meeting instead of just showing up once a quarter or a half year in just one part of this very large district.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. and that's what we've seen from our current representation. I think he's been here twice since he's been elected for
the last
afternoon.
Time was with lots of armed officers.
Yeah, the last time he seemed to feel the need to show up with our sheriff in tow, our police chief in tow, a supervisor from CHP, and 3 patrol officers.
Mm-hmm.
That's how popular he is here.
I don't believe that overtime would be necessary in my case.
How fiscally responsible of you.
Yeah, everybody who knows me at work knows that I am a fiscal hound and do not enjoy spending other people's money frivolously.
Yes, I can vouch for that, for getting to know you over the last couple of years, mm-hmm. that you are very fiscally hawkish, and I appreciate that. And, getting back to the Skype thing a little bit, so you would actually be able to host a town hall in several locations at once and receive direct engagement from the people. And even though they're not directly there for them to point the finger at you, you are still in a manner face-to-face where they can see you and go, hey, this is, you know, what my issue is. This is what I think.
And that is fantastic, because I think that'll bring the representation of the people into their own living rooms and into halls that everybody's gathering in, and we can get a great feel mm-hmm. of where the first district needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very excited about these possibilities. I know that a number of people, you know, see technology as the great bane, but we can really make this a boon and turn it into the people's voice and bring it back.
Well, yeah, technology is just a tool. It's what you do with it. That's
that makes a difference.
You know, and you bring up a good point. You wouldn't even necessarily have to attend a town hall. You could engage from your home with a computer screen and a webcam.
Right, and we can do several in a day and cover a lot of ground. We don't need to be burning the fuel, and it's more expedient, and we can get out to more people more of the times. Mm-hmm. But there will be necessary times where we have to, you know, press the flesh and go out there and meet the folks because they do want to see. They don't. It's not going to be like Max Headroom. You know, yeah. Kind of an obscure reference there. But we do want to, there is a face behind the person, behind the screen, and we actually have to show that out there as we go forward. And I'm looking very much forward to meeting all those people out there.
Excellent. I know that a lot of people have are ready to meet somebody who's actually going to step up against the senator, too.
So yeah, and
we're ready for a change.
And
change.
You know, we've quietly been kind of, you know, like you said, it wasn't the best kept secret in the world, but, you know, talking to people about, you know, what do you think about somebody else running against Ted Gaines?
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, the biggest response I got was, who's Ted Gaines? You know, and
Unfortunately, it's true.
Well, and these are people that are fairly knowledgeable. I mean, they could tell you that Brian Daly's our representative.
Mm-hmm.
They could tell you who Board of Supervisors are and city council members. I've run into a lot of people that still thought Jim Nielsen was our state senator.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how effective Ted Gaines has managed to be here.
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out. But, you know, there is legacy in the name. Mm-hmm. Both he and his wife are in the legislature. I won't say serving in the legislature, but they're in the legislature right now. And they seem to have a plan moving forward as far as shifting jobs in 16. I think that they've actually signed up with the Fair Political Practices Commission to shift jobs in 18, which is kind of strange because that would be midterm for the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to verify those things. And it would just seem odd. We're not quite sure what the motivation is. And it seems consistent that they want to go from job to job to job to job.
Well, that would actually be consistent for Ted Gaines because during this election term, midterm, he tried to jump ship to insurance commissioner. He has no interest in representing the people here. He's just trying to stay in office long enough until he can latch on to his next 4 years and stay in public service.
And I think the term service would be used loosely in that case.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's more of a lifestyle choice for him to be in public office.
Right.
But we do have to roll off to our next break. Again, we are here with Steve Baird, who is running against Senator Ted Gaines for the 1st District here in Northern California. If you do want to donate to his campaign, that can be mailed to Baird for Senate 2016, P.O. Box 64. That is in
Weimar,
California, sorry, 95736. And just a caveat, you do have to put your employer and your occupation on any contributions. It's a California thing. Sorry, guys. We'll fix that, too, in a couple of years. But, again, this is the Jefferson State of Mind. You can call in at 605-4567. We're going to hold future Senator Steve Baird over for the next half hour. Or you can hang out in our chat room at kcnr1460.com. Mm-hmm.
And we will get to our caller on the other side.
We will.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Nate Abarea back here with Dr. Sam Carino of the Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000, and what it can do to improve your health and your life.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica. Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical spinal decompression, like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive, with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs. We want the people of Shasta County to improve their health and become stronger in their bodies. Our all-inclusive care program includes physiotherapies, nutrition, exercise, decompression, and chiropractic care.
Give Shasta Spine Specialists a call at 243-2300, 243-2300, or check them out online, ShastaSpine.com.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. We are here with Senator Hopeful, soon to be Senator, Steve Baird. He's running for Senate District 1.
Future representative of District 1, we'll just put it that way.
Yes.
So, Bob, do we still have our caller on the line?
Yes, we do.
We do. We've got Bob and Reddy. Are you there, Bob?
Good morning, Bob.
We are here. Good morning, Kayla and Rob, Mr. Baird, and also his beautiful wife. I met them all yesterday out getting signatures for Jefferson, and I wanted to thank him very much for shaking hands with people and explaining to people about Jefferson and what we have planned on doing and how we plan on doing it. And this man is very intelligent. He's very much with the people, and his wife is just as well. She's involved with it. I met her yesterday, and I wanted to thank them very much for their help and let them know that many of us will be behind him in his campaign.
Well, thank you very much, and it is actually a privilege to be able to come up to Reading and meet the folks out there, and especially the youth. It is amazing. We're out there gathering the signatures, and when they come to the table, they run to the table. And some of the folks in my generation, it's kind of like you have to get the full-blown knowledge. These people come as if they already know what they're on. There was actually a wonderful woman and her daughter. Daughter jumped on the paper. The lady spent a half hour with us and took the literature home and is going to have to think about it. The youth is there, and it's just an amazing thing to see.
Well, that's one of the things that amazes me, as you said, is how knowledgeable the younger kids are. There's a group that we go out with sometimes here. It's a large four-wheel drive club, and there's everybody in there from 50 to 16 out there with their four-wheel drive rigs. But for the most part, it's 20 to 30-year-olds, you know, out there. And it's all State of Jefferson flags on their trucks and everything. Mm-hmm. And you ask them a question, and there's 15 people that have got the answer. You know, and it's the younger people, and it is amazing. They've listened. They've gotten the message. They understand.
Yes, I was there when you were talking to that young woman and her daughter. And her daughter did. She signed right then and there. And mom wanted to learn more. And you and your wife and I believe Terry, took time, at least a half hour of your time, and was explaining things about all that's going on and answered her questions very much. And she took the information we gave her, and she said she'd like to read about more of it and probably sign online. And to me, that really showed me that you are not just out there talking about something, you're doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said, it is a privilege to be out there and help Shasta County get over the line, and we're looking to do it in several different counties. I've made a lot of presentations in the South, and we're actually going to be moving towards Amador and Calaveras counties in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, very, very exciting. And, you know, that is a good point, because I think we could make a very strong argument that you've already done more for District 1 than Ted Gaines has done his entire time in office, and you're not even in the seat yet.
I absolutely second that one. A lot of people, you know, you ask them, who's Ted Gaines? I don't know. Well, do you know Steve Baird? Yeah, he's the finance guy, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's the finance guy.
Yeah.
So a lot of people already know who you are just because of how active you have been and all the things that you've done for Jefferson, because people listen and they do pay attention.
Well, it was back in, you know, February 14 when I believe my wife said, hey, have you ever seen this Jefferson thing? And I started getting online and doing the research, and, you know, that was the point in my life where I said, we are definitely in. And we went to our first meeting in March of 14. I believe it was actually in Red Bluff in Tehama County. We went to that town hall and just mesmerized. We met Terry there, and he goes, well, we said to him, we'd really like to get involved. And he goes, how much? And we said, very. And I guess I'm learning what very means.
Yes.
But you surprised him very much, I can bet.
Well, I guess very is a four-letter word that we'll have to watch out for in the future.
Yes,
it is. It is. It's amazing how those four-letter words sneak up on you. My first word to Terry Raposa was sure. And now I learned what sure means, too.
It meant a lot of work, didn't it?
It did. But it's all very, very worthwhile work. And I think, you know, another thing I'd like to point out about you, getting to know you, is that you enjoy the work. You enjoy helping. You enjoy making the change for the better.
It's a rare opportunity. You look at how much lifetime that you're given by the Lord. And what you can do with that. And I believe that what those gentlemen and ladies did back in the 1700s was amazing. And you say, think about lightning striking twice. And I think that the reboot of the Constitution, you know, 2.0 happening in the 21st century is where we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Get back to our Republican form of government where the majority cannot dominate the minority like it has in California.
Well, something I have noticed and I look at, if you want something bad enough, you will do everything in your power, work so hard to get it and get it right, that it just makes you feel good to do it. Sometimes you don't win, but when you do, it's even that much better. And I think this thing with Jefferson, it's kicked off in 2 years and done so well in 2 years now that I want this to happen. I feel it's the best thing for California.
Well, it's definitely reawoken the North.
Oh, yeah.
In a big, big way. And one of the things I just wanted to throw in here, we got a guy in one of our El Dorado listeners, I guess, says that a Ted Gaines office in El Dorado Hills must cost at least $3,000 a month, and he has never seen the office open.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's our money for other than to throw away for someone like that?
Yeah,
for someone not to show up.
Yeah.
You know, as Steve puts it, to press no.
Well, thank you for your time, and thank you for your efforts, and we'll pray for you and hope you really make this.
Well, thank you very much.
Baird.
Thank you.
Have a good week.
We're going to have to get off to our next one, and we'll return with Steve Baird.
Again, if you do want to contribute to our future senator's campaign, Senator Steve Baird, you can send your information into Baird for Senate 2016, P.O. Box 64. It's in Weimar, California, 95736. If you have any questions or comments for our future senator, Steve Baird, you can call in at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess, you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show, and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical,
the devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters,
the wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group, and the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show!
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, October 16th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit soj51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Well, the truth, well, it hurts to say, I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. But before I get to going, I got to say, I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday. And the truth, I won't fight it. When the love starts burning, you got to do what's right. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where we have spent the whole hour. So if you've missed any of it, go back and download this episode of the Jefferson State of Mind, because we are speaking with Republican candidate for Senate here in District 1, Steve Barrett. He is running against Ted Gaines. And we've mentioned many times where you can contribute to his campaign. He's got a Facebook page. His website will be going live. He is currently running against Ted Gaines. So you have an option. Isn't that amazing? I love options. Options are my favorite. I go shopping for options all day long.
And he will actually be carrying over with us to Sovereign Minds.
Yes, he will.
So we've got another guest on from about 9 to 9:30, and then Steve will be back with us after that.
Yeah. So if you, there's a lot of questions now coming into the chat room. We've got a few more that we've written down for him. Everything from illegal immigration, gay marriage, abortion. What do you want to do? How are you going to get there? Unfortunately, a lot of those questions we'll have to have you back, or you'll have to just call into the next show. It's an amazing show, trust me. So the question that I had is, in what way or ways has Senator Gaines failed his constituents, and how would you rectify those mistakes?
Well, I think that there's a number of things we can do, and there's a number of failures that he's making, both publicly and in voting. One of those items is back in June, he made the comment that all people in California, now you notice I didn't say residents or people who are citizens of California, but mm-hmm. all Californians or people in California require representation. And that goes strictly to the Edwell versus Abbott Supreme Court case in Texas. Mm-hmm. There are a number of individuals who are in California who are being counted in California, and our representation is being apportioned that way. And so we're getting a even heavier dose of representation in the South where it doesn't belong, because the citizenry, as far as counts there, isn't. And so I believe that what we need to do is look at the immigration policies, because there is a policy to legally immigrate to this country. There's no such thing as illegal immigration, because you're breaking a law to do something. So it's actually a matter of going through the actual steps. I know that that's what my wife's family did. They're from Guadalajara, and they immigrated in the appropriate manner. And so there is a path to citizenship, and that mm-hmm. path is outlined in law, mm-hmm. and that's what should be followed.
Yeah.
Yeah. They need to enable the system to allow it to happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's definitely one of the things. And you know, the numbers that I've run on what you're talking about and what Ted Gaines actively supports is the fact that our representation of our government is being apportioned away from citizens to criminals that are here. And that could, the numbers that I ran said almost up to 30% of our legislature could be being rediverted on those number counts.
Mm-hmm.
And that really isn't the way it should be. There are, there's a way to become a citizen of the United States, and if that were followed appropriately, then I believe that a number of those issues would be addressed mm-hmm. at that time.
And that leads me to my next question is that one of the things that you actively want to change with the state of California? And if that is one of those things, how can your constituents hold you accountable for that quote-unquote campaign promise?
Yeah, I think that since we're going to have a very live digital presence throughout the district, that if they want me to go, I believe that they should say so. I believe that if I am not doing the will of my employers, that I should be extricated from the office.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree with that. So
I got no arguments with that one. I like this. What are you, a man of the people? Is this what's going on here? Is this what it sounds like?
Well, I'm basically having a 15-month interview process.
That's true.
And I have
yeah.
a million employers. So it's a very unique type of position.
Yeah, and I like that that outlook on it, is mm-hmm. that it is an interview, and for people to get to see you. And then, some of these questions that are coming in on abortion and the illegal immigration and stuff, I know those things are things that we've discussed, and when we have some time for you to actually delve into it, I know you have answers for that, and I'm very on board with most of your positions, and
we can't agree with them 100% of the
time. I don't even agree with my wife 100% of the time, so until you can meet that standard, forget it. So No, I think as people get to know you over the next months, I think they're going to be very excited and very energized over the pop of the what it could look like with a real representation.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see it all happen. It's going to be a new process for me. I've never run for any type of political office before. So I think not knowing what I don't know and what I, quote unquote, can't do is going to actually be a help. Mm-hmm. So the machine isn't there. This is going to be, if the people want to have this type of representation and active interaction with their representative, then I think that we're going to have a really good run at this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think that's going to be one of those things that a lot of people are really going to cling to, is the fact that you're not a cog in the Sacramento machine. You're not just one tiny piece who's going to be a bigger piece, and you're just going to keep moving up the ladder and doing whatever you can to get, you know, as high as you can go before you actually retire after 60 years in office. So I think that's going to be a real light.
Yeah, I don't need the additional time in that type of office. I won't be monkey barring from office to office to office just to survive. It's not about being a political animal and the power and whatever else, the type of benefits. This is for the people of the first district and for Jefferson as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's for Jefferson. You know, you will be actively pushing the agenda of Jefferson and to increase the representation and upon pain of separation.
Well, arguably, couldn't we call you the first Jefferson senator?
Hopefully so.
Yeah, and we are. We're definitely looking forward to it. And we'll be having you on the show regularly as things are going on. I know that there is a whole slew of speaking engagements that have already been tentatively booked that you're going to be backed up on. People are going to be able to meet you, ask you the questions, you know, on outside of the Jefferson questions like they're asking this morning. And I just, again, would like to confirm that you people are going to be really, really excited when you meet Steve, when you meet his message, and when you understand the sincerity of the man, and just exactly what we're going to get come November.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's going to be an interesting ride, and I believe that we will prevail. I think the message of Jefferson and representation, or lack thereof, is going to resonate. And this is the silver bullet in the chamber. We can make this change. And my wife and I are truly all in on this. You won't believe the lengths we're going to make sure that Jefferson happens. A lot of life changes. So when those 55 individuals signed on the Declaration of Independence, they were basically signing their lives away. Mm-hmm. So I don't think what she and I are doing goes to that measure. But we are definitely all in.
Well, that's one of the things that I'm going to put out there, is that it is important enough to you that you have turned down a job opportunity that would actually allow you to retire and be set for, you know, in about 3 years' time, and you're actually turning that down to take a pay cut to go do the service that you need for the people. That's how sincere that you are, that you're willing to do that.
Yeah, it's the timings were interesting. There were a couple of opportunities in Solano and Marin County that came up that I had to pull myself out of because I couldn't give my full measure to those positions and take this task on as well. So I had to separate myself from the selection process on those and give my full attention to running for the first Senate district.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
We only have 1 minute left, so we'll have to cut this.
Do we have a caller in that last? Oh,
well,
okay.
We literally have 1 minute.
Literally, all right.
Literally have 1 minute.
Well, Steve, we'll be back on Sovereign Minds after the first half hour. Thank you for joining us, and we could be sitting here for a while.
We could. I'm sitting here going, oh, we got to go. Again, we are here with a Republican candidate for Senate District 1, Steve Baird, and he will be on in the next hour, so definitely continue to tune in. We'll go ahead and announce again in the next hour where to donate for his campaign. Again, there's a Jefferson Clay shooting tournament coming up in October. I did not forget Karen, I promise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we're rolling off. So this is the Jefferson State of Mind, and it is time to make it yours. Remember, vote for Steve. Vote for the future.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Powerful words from Pope Francis to U.S. bishops this morning after a meeting with victims of clergy sex abuse.
Dios llora.
God weeps.
Los crímenes y pecados de los abusos sexuales a menores
no pueden ser mantenidos
en secreto por
these cannot be maintained in secret.
The Pontiff is in Philadelphia today. He is scheduled to celebrate Mass outdoors this afternoon. As many as 1 million people are expected to attend. President Obama is promising to reach out to the next Speaker of the House. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
After praising outgoing Speaker John Boehner as a good man and a patriot on Friday, the President promised to reach out immediately to the next Speaker. He said he hopes Boehner's successor is open to compromise.
When you have a democracy, compromise is necessary. And